So this is 4th and 5th grade, who, being our oldest students, they're really well managed in here. So it's probably about 280 kids, I think.
Welcome to the controlled chaos of the cafeteria at Double Diamond, a textbook case of the overcrowding problem facing Washoe County schools. Principal Mike Dixon says because of skyrocketing enrollment, they've expanded from 2 lunch periods to 4.
But we're tapped out on space, as you can see right now. This is all the tables we can fit in here. This is 7 rows of 3 tables. That's 21 tables. So as we can talk about continuing to grow, it's without creating more lunch periods, because we already have 4, how do we accommodate that?
To make matters worse, the school only has 2 cafeteria employees feeding more than 300 kids at a time in a less than 25-minute window.
So we only have 2 nutritional workers, and that was a big point of contention with our parents when they were here with our overcrowding, is that how are these roles within our school accounted for based on student enrollment and not just allocated? And that's something that really does need to be looked at.
Dixon says this lunch period actually isn't as noisy as some others, but a few girls nearby feel the need to chime in.
Pretty loud.
It can get really hectic in here.
Back in his quiet office, Dixon breaks down their recent growth. The school was built in 2002 for a capacity of 738 students and is now far beyond that.
And then this year we're, you know, hovering between 920 and 930. So we've had steady growth the last 3 years, and we're just to the point now to where we're pretty full.
To manage this many students, Double Diamond has employed a tight, almost air traffic control-like schedule being used across the district. The school has 6 portable classrooms, and their main hallway quad has been divided into study cubicles, utilizing all available space.
But as instruction is pouring out of the classrooms, it's starting to impede learning, and that's where I'm getting most concerned.
Because classroom sizes are capped by the state, to allow more students in a single classroom, a few of Double Diamond's kindergarten classes are being co-taught, euphemistically referred to as team teaching.
Table 5 is ready. Is that yours?
One of these co-teachers is Lori Olson. She says their class of 35 students has spent a good amount of time mastering a routine, but she does worry about what next year could look like.
When you just think about your class and what you can do for your class and how to manage it, it's not too bad. When you think of maybe having more kids than 35 in a kindergarten class, that becomes overwhelming, and then you wonder if are the kids actually getting what they need.
Double Diamond is not alone in this fear. More than half of Washoe County's 62 elementary schools are overcrowded, and 6 are categorized as severe.
Yeah, we're in a situation where we are really facing a perfect storm.
That's Pete Etchert, the district's chief operating officer.
We're a district at full capacity. And now we have growth, maybe significant growth going forward. And then, of course, the third component is we don't have the resources right now to do anything about it.
His team has spent more than a year analyzing the situation to craft a plan to manage the coming economic boom. That'll add roughly 1,000 students each year, a conservative estimate from the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada.
We should have been building schools for many years to avoid this with all this growth that's coming, and we haven't had any money, bonding capacity through our property tax to do anything about it.
Principal Mike Dixon says one of the problems they face is the perception that overcrowding is not a big deal.
You know, I think on the outside looking in, we're doing a really good job of managing it right now. So a lot of the feedback we get is positive. And I almost think it's worked against us a little bit because it's allowed people to think that it's okay and it's not a problem.
Looking to next year, Double Diamond and 5 other severely crowded schools have created a management plan. But Dixon says they want to do a better job of getting the word out on their challenges and how they may impact learning in a state that is already far behind. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.